Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. More now on Governor Hochul's plan for the state's new budget. Says it's high time mass transit got some love, priority around here. And she announced she's got a special place in the state's purse to get it all done and make it safe for New Yorkers to boot. Here's Juliet Papa.
Governor Kathy Hochul admits the MTA has a big budget.
We have to invest the money now because otherwise the costs will be dramatically higher, or we could have this system crippled and the summer of hell still gives all of us nightmares.
The state will fully fund the agency's capital plan for improved platform lighting, barriers at the edge, and money for additional uniformed patrols from the National Guard and state troopers. MTA Security Chief Mike Kemper underscores their importance.
A welcomed and reassuring presence for our riders.
Kemper says crime and fare evasion on the subway continues to drop. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Winds family, you know what's weird in reporting this story? The governor and nobody else has mentioned anything about depending on any federal dollars to make this thing happen. It's like New York is going on its own. Boy, oh boy, I want to see how all this works out. Mayor Adams, meantime, rolling out today what he's calling the best budget ever, a $115 billion proposal that he says will support the city even as the possibility of a recession looms.
The mayor has an outlook of two things can be true at the same time. He says they'll be able to manage a city in crisis, but also
that recession cannot take away invested in our children's future. Cannot take away in housing. It cannot take away in public safety.
All issues featured prominently in his big spending proposal, which still needs to be negotiated with the city council.
This is the best budget ever for families and young people.
It includes $199 million for education programs, funding that was not previously permanent, but is now baselined, meaning it'll have dedicated annual funding. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, city council leaders are more welcoming of this budget proposal from the mayor than they've been in years past, saying for the first time it includes funding for many of the priorities in their own plan. They still say, though, there are some gaps that need to be filled. Meantime, a couple of state lawmakers want to give the city council the power to remove a sitting mayor. State Senator Jabari Brisport says their bill is all about accountability.
What we have seen is that the current tools we have been insufficient, and we need to empower the city council, in this case, to be able to hold the mayors accountable.
He introduced the legislation today alongside Assemblymember Harvey Epstein. The bill would require a three-quarters majority among council members. In other news, a cyclist fatally hit by a box truck today in Lower Manhattan. Police say it happened about 10:15 near Broome and Center Streets over in Little Italy. The victim was initially listed in critical condition, but he later died at the hospital. The 55-year-old truck driver stayed there at the scene. He wasn't injured. No criminal charges at this time as the investigation continues. Well, more than two dozen alleged gang members and associates are facing a long list of charges on Long Island today.
Suffolk County DA Ray Tierney says after the alleged gang members committed crimes like shootings and armed robberies, they posted videos of themselves on social media holding cash and guns. One person writing, "My whole team get money, blood over everything."
They step over the line and they commit acts of violence. We are going to prosecute them.
Tierney says two rival gang members got into a fight at the food court at the Smith Haven Mall on Black Friday. The social media video shared again and again.
They don't care who's there. This is Black Friday. You can imagine what the mall's like on Black Friday.
He says in total, 28 alleged members arrested. And he says some of the crimes were committed by 15-year-olds. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
In other news, police asking for the public's help in finding a suspect who raped another man on a one train in Manhattan last weekend. This happened Saturday morning on an uptown train near the Christopher Street station over in the Village. Cops say the suspect made sexual remarks and demanded money from the 27-year-old victim. Says then the attacker allegedly forced him to perform a lewd act on the train. The suspect ran off once the train entered the station and the victim was treated at a nearby hospital. Police released new photos of this suspect today. You can see it on our website at 1010winds.com. Anybody with information about this guy is asked to call Crime Stoppers. Could it be the next pope is from Newark? Yeah, that's word that Cardinal Joseph Tobin may be on some short list to succeed Pope Francis.
Visitors to the Grand Gothic Cathedral Basilica of the Sacred Heart were excited about the idea of an American pope.
Always time for change in a different perspective, whether it's United States, the Western, or even Philippines. I welcome change.
He would be very accepting of all different faiths, all different walks of life.
Cardinal Tobin, who is 72, shares the same views as Francis and has been an outspoken critic of President Trump's immigration policies. Experts say he is likely to have a large influence on who is chosen as Francis's successor. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Newark.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.